The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another edition of Callum's Curious Creatures Podcasts, a podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about amazing animals, some of which you may have never even heard of. We're talking about a perilously poisonous animal today, but it isn't a snake, a frog, nor a fish, but instead, a bird. That's right, fellow viewers, you may think I'm cuckoo crazy, but out there exists a bird that you ought to beak airful around. And that bird is the hooded patooey. So, without further ado, let's roll out the facts. The hooded patooey is a baneful bird found in the tropical rainforests of New Guinea, and well known for its reddish-orange and black-and-white plumage. But don't be deceived by its beauty, just because they're songbirds, because if you mess with them, you'll be the one singing a swan song of your own. Just like poison dart frogs, these birds produce a powerful toxin that can drive off even the most persistent predator. The poison itself is forged via poisonous beetles that make up a bit of this bird's diet, alongside the fruit, grass and seeds that they eat. But don't worry, these birds give you plenty of warnings, the most obvious one being those bright colours, which essentially acts as a warning sign with wings. But if that's too much of an eyesore for you, then you'll definitely hear them. Noxious yet noisy, these birds are cooperative breeders, meaning that it's not only their chicks that they raise, they'll raise other chicks from other families and vice versa. You know what they say, birds of a feather stick together. But their feathers are the last thing you'd want to touch, as that's where they store their terrible toxins. However, the poisonous plumage may actually be a positive, as it prevents pesky parasites, such as lice, from ruffling their feathers, because the poison definitely leaves a bad taste in their mouths. And speaking of bad taste, did you know that the locals of New Guinea have given this baneful bird a nickname? That being the rubbish bird, in reference to their taste. And since no one can take a bite out of this raw chicken, this bird essentially has no predators. Well, there is one exception, that being the green tree python. Usually, this snake is an expert avian assassin, but when face to face with a PU patooey, the already green tree python turns even greener. In fact, female patooeys will rub their toxins over their eggs for an extra layer of protection. So, when a sneaky snake comes along for some scrambled eggs, the only thing that's getting scrambled is the snake's throat, forcing them to regurgitate the egg in the most excruciating way possible. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in soon, because I'll be back next time with another edition of Callum's Curious Creatures Podcasts, with some more fascinating facts about another amazing animal. I swear it. So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.